I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. We may have heard our last fake McCarthy. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. Why the hour goes to Donnie and Matt. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right, 2:36 on a Tuesday, and it is time to talk to the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Marconi winner, Captain Courage, and the loser of Picks with Friends, George Dunham. Ja,
congratulations.
Boy, that's the first time I've been introduced that way. There's a certain sting to that, hearing that for the first time.
Sorry, pal. Well, I do want to talk to you about the loss. Where were your emotions last night as you're watching Sam Darnold get sacked over and over as the Rams went victorious in Arizona over Minnesota 27-9?
Everyone has laughed at me today, including Donnie when I told him this, but I felt really good at halftime. It was 24-3, so I'm halfway to more than halfway to my point total, and I figured Minnesota was going to get beat, so we go to a three-way tie. But I really thought we were going to hit the over-under number on right on the number for me. I thought it was going to be like right at 50, 52.
So I was confused by the double tiebreaker because I thought if the Vikings lost, it would just go straight to the receiving yards total, whoever had the lowest. And then you and Matt ended up tying because Addison and Kupp both had 29 yards, so I thought, oh, crap, are we going to have a triple tiebreaker? But yeah, it was kind of confusing.
It was very confusing. But, yeah, bottom line, I went too high with what I thought the total number would be. So what a gutless performance by the Vikings last night.
What's great, too, is you've gutless. Been this Sam Darnold skeptic for so long, and you finally reluctantly admitted he's kind of okay this year.
The worst game ever.
Then he bites you at the very end.
And the Vikings are usually so good in the playoffs. It's really out of left field that this happened.
I know, and I felt bad about, I was probably too rough on him. You know, he's finally on a good team. His last two games, the Vikings, they have to move on, don't they? There's no way they could pay him more than $20 million a year for multiple years.
I don't see him going back to Minnesota.
You got like, JJ in the wings, might as well.
And you got JJ, so yeah.
What if it's like a one-year deal? Like if Sam's not offered a big money contract somewhere else, like maybe I could see a one-year deal if it's not a high-dollar thing and then just kind of usher JJ McCarthy in at some point. But yeah, he's lost maybe so much money.
Man, he was so bad.
Okay,
golly.
So I saw you tweet about how you love the highways and byways of this great nation. It's like over a 9-hour drive. I've made that drive before. You can do it, no problem. My question is, how are you going to get a full size Jub doll between now and the Super Bowl? How are you going to execute that?
I don't know. Corby says it can be done.
Yeah, he's got people. He's got a company.
He's got a doll guy. Corby's got a guy for everything.
Of course,
true, he does.
He is amazing. Yeah, he knows the president of Mattel somehow, and they have a Jub doll ready to go in like 3 weeks.
I don't know. 36 last weekend at Augusta.
Does this one not sting as much since you've been a loser before? You've done the 50 Shades. You've done sleeping in studio. I know you had to wear a schoolboy outfit. Was that a Picks with Friends? What bet payoff was that?
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, when I had to wear the LeBron suit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it was that or if it was a North Texas, Ohio bet that I had with Dan. I can't remember.
I think that was an early Picks with Friends because we were talking about that before the break. I think that was an
Maybe it was when, no one really paid attention to it and you could just do something like that and no one would really care. Yeah, I think it was. And that was I think this was the worst feeling. I've been a basket case watching games these last 2 weeks. It's like this. I don't want to do this. The worst part of it, I think, is going to be, I don't mind the drive and a few stops, and we got to clear that up. I'm not taking seven stops. Seven.
That's what. Take it up with the commissioner. It's what Corby
put
in.
You
don't
want to split your Bucky Nuggets with your little doll, do you?
No.
Put them all for Joe.
Yeah, that ticks me off. I don't want to split Nuggies. And
amen.
And just carrying the thing around too, like every time we go to dinner, anytime I go to lunch, and I'm afraid if I like leave the hotel room and forget, and then someone sees me, hey, he doesn't have his dummy with him. And
you got to go back.
But if there is a city,
and get him.
If there's one town to be able to do this in, and most people won't bat an eye, it's the Big Easy.
You could, yeah, retry your etouffee mile run, but this time you have to do it with a doll.
Like a three-legged race.
Yeah.
If we're like in a big argument walking down the street and I assign him a different voice, you don't think people think that's a little weird?
I think it'd be hilarious.
That'd be awesome, and I want you to do that.
You have an 840 character already.
Got a little Ray job. Romano's
Michael
voice.
Irvin walking with that guy? Weird.
Yeah, do you have a name picked out yet for Lil Jub?
I think someone said G.I. Jub.
Okay.
I love it.
I like it.
That has a ring to it. I don't know. And then, and you know, everybody else, and especially Gordon and Corby, are trying to make, you know, the doll
sexual?
Sexually weird. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, have a 2x4 dangling from it.
Yeah, you're in New Orleans. Nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
You will see things way weirder.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. I think this is the worst one yet. Fifty Shades was just draining because I just sat up there all day reading, but this is the worst.
Man, the sleeping in studio sounded exhausting. You pulled it off, but to spend, what was it, 48 hours up here? Was it two nights?
Yeah.
To do the morning show and then bad radio and the hard line just waking you up every 5 minutes. Like, hey, come on over here.
We had a fun night that tent. One night, though. Remember that, George, after Mavs?
Yeah. Yeah, did Mavs postgame show. And then that one night, all the guys came up and just hung out and drank beer and stuff. That was fun. No one's going to support me on this. Everyone's just going to laugh at me all week and try to draw attention to me at the media center. And
it'll be great. I do have a question, though, about the field trip I'm trying to put together. I'm trying to put together a historic riverboat trip. So do I need to buy an extra ticket for your dummy? Because I gladly will. I will pay that money just to give him a seat on the boat.
I almost feel like you want to do this just so I have to bring G.I. Jub on some riverboat.
You have to take him everywhere.
Well, we stop off and go to a battlefield, so maybe he can feel at home since he's G.I. Joe.
Dress him like a soldier.
Yeah.
George will be looking for a landmine to throw it on. Oh, no! Good. Blue to smithereens. Sorry.
Throw him overboard. Well, sorry.
Yeah,
I like the American Road, though. I really do. I don't mind the drive. I think the drive will be okay. I don't know about seven stops.
Now, there's going to be P1s there that stop and want to hang out and see G.I. Jub and see what they can put in his mouth and everything. So it should be a fun trip.
That is a long drive.
And all those backwoods. I mean, you're on a freeway.
Yeah, how's
but
this going to go over in East Texas or, you know, in the backwoods of
Louisiana?
They're pretty understanding out in those parts.
Season one of True Detective.
What if you, like, blow out a tire and your dummy is trying to help you change a flat? You hear banjos in the distance.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, no.
Lainey Wilson talking broads. Like, what are you doing?
Is that a doll?
I want a doll like that for Thanksgiving.
Are you using him as a jack?
Is that your little boyfriend?
Oh. It always works out. The person that nothing against George losing, not rubbing it in his face, but I feel like every Picks with Friends, the person that should lose loses. Last year, Donovan being the street performer, he was built for that. It was awesome. George sleeping in the studio a few years ago, he pulled that off. Nobody else could do it like George. It feels like this one is made for Jub Jub. Like, you know he's going to rock this.
He's got to quit being awesome, George. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, no.
And we might have lost him.
Oh, no.
I think he fell asleep.
Is he protesting?
Still adjusting to his new schedule.
So you're the commissioner next year.
I am.
And I
threw out one change. I don't think Donovan liked it. I threw out the idea of Picks with Friends Thursday at 2:30. Just so we can have it on our show.
Just take it away from
them. Yeah. Donovan was not having it.
They need every
especially with the extra hour. Yeah. We take that
I
from
them. I want some Rob Manfred change the fabric of the game rules from you.
We're working
golden,
on some things.
Golden batter.
We're going to change the name. The name is going to be Picks with America next year.
Picks with the troops?
Yeah.
You should let George at least inform you on what the punishment should be. As the loser... They should have like a, at least
okay.
a say, or at least have your ear the most.
As I joke, the big thing next year will be we will have a punishment before the start of the season, and we will work out a tiebreaker just in case there is a, because heck, it could be everybody tied going into the last week. We're going to have a tiebreaker set next season that is not confusing.
So you learn from Corby's mistake yesterday.
Yes, you learn from the person leaving office.
And honestly, Justin, we were driving home yesterday listening to the explanation of the tiebreaker. I had no idea.
Yeah, I had to wrap my head around it a little bit. Once it clicked, it was fine, but it took a minute.
Do we have Ja?
Hey, Ari, I don't know, but internet's just went out.
Are you calling from your OnStar?
Yeah, totally. Sorry about that. Did someone say something hilarious?
Oh, we were just talking about the commissioner next year, which will be me because I won.
That will be
first
you.
Place. Well, yes.
Well, you have some really small shoes to fill.
Yeah. We're talking about changes. Is there anything changed you want next season other than you not losing?
Yeah, that needs to change. I've got to quit panic picking. It's almost the same every time. You know, I start off in the top half and maybe even first or second place, and then I'll have a couple of bad weeks, and then I get in my own head and I can't stop the bleeding, and next thing I know I'm reading 50 Shades or staying at the station or driving G.I. Jub all the way to Louisiana. But no, I think the rules are fine.
How do you feel about a tie? Like, if it was because you are the loser, what if it would have been you, Matt, and Bob, and you all have to do this? Or do you think it's better just one person?
That would be funny if there were three of us. Would we be traveling down together?
No, you have to drive separately.
And you all have buddies.
Yeah.
Isn't Denny factored in here somewhere?
I threw that out early in the season, but somebody or five or six other people shot it down.
Or Denny.
I was in first place, though, when I came up with the idea. So I was like, oh, this would be funny. I'm not going to lose.
That's the dead.
I'm invincible. No, that would be fine. But, you know, I don't want you messing with our producer when he's trying to produce the show.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. He's got a lot on his plate.
That's true.
Leave him alone.
Where is Daddy?
He has to work for 3 hours.
Hey.
Well, George,
we have to work for two.
I'm sorry you lost, but it's going to be a fun week in New Orleans. Just get down there in time so we can all party together, all right?
All right. I will. And, it will be fun. New Orleans is great.
Yeah.
It's not as awesome as it used to be, but it's still pretty awesome.
Man, yeah. Ripping New Orleans. I
libs.
I expecting that today.
Well,
everything's just...
Yeah, too many libs in New Orleans.
I know.
Libs. Rednecks.
Put some fatigues on G.I. Jub.
I want, great.
My goal for you is to get someone to thank your doll for its service.
Yeah, he's dressed as a sailor.
MAGA hat.
Yeah, see if someone will salute your doll.
All right, George, let's do it again next Tuesday, buddy.
Let's go. Okay, right. Bye, sweet spot.
Love you.
There bye, George.
It's the sweet spot. Love you.